Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, besties. Welcome back to the Try Not to Care podcast. It's your girl, Ashley. I hate that I say it's your girl. It's your girl. But I've been saying that every episode, so it just like kind of stuck. And I don't want to be like, it's your host. Because it reminds me of, what is that movie? Is it Beauty and the Beast? Be my guest, be my guest. It reminds me of that. I don't know why. But welcome back to the Try Not to Care podcast. I think we're on episode 8. I have no idea. We could be at 9 or 7. I don't remember. I am so scatterbrained. I am every week though, but like this week in particular is bad and I am hella emotional. Sad boy hours every hour. Not doing well. But it's all part of the process. You can't have highs without the lows. And yeah, you just got to trust it. And that's what I want to talk about today is trusting the process, because it is difficult when you're going through something to look at the bigger picture and acknowledge that it's all going to work out and be fine. Because in the moment, you're like, no, fuck this. This fucking sucks. I want this to be over. Why is this happening to me? So yeah, we're going to talk about that today because I feel like I could have really used this advice this week. So maybe me talking through how I'm feeling and my thought process and everything will help you. I don't know. Will I cry? Maybe. There's always a possibility that I'll cry. But I've also cried a lot this week, so maybe not. But we'll see. Let's get into it. Let's get emotional and talk about trusting the motherfucking process. I think for a lot of people, control is a really big thing. Wanting to control anything and everything in your life. I, for one, am a control freak. I'm just thinking about, like, you do not want to be in a car with me if I'm not driving. Like, if I'm in the passenger seat, I am having a full-blown panic attack and I am vocalizing every thought. Like, my boyfriend, I drive him nuts. I feel so bad whenever he drives. I just hate the idea of not being able to control this machine that I'm sitting in, and someone else has the ability to, like, if they wanted to, just like crash the car that I'm in into a telephone pole. And that sounds so fucking crazy out loud, but like that's how my brain works. Like, it's just little things in life like that that I need control over. And what I think a lot of people struggle with is feeling like you need to have or you want to have control over a certain situation and the outcome of that situation, when in reality, you don't. You only have control over how you act and your own feelings and your own experience, but you don't get to control the entire thing as a whole. Like, for example, me being in the car with my boyfriend freaking out isn't going to do anything but stress him out more. And I'm saying this out loud, but every time I get into that car, I still do it. I still freak out like a fucking lunatic. But me screaming out to my boyfriend being like, hey, watch out for that car that's literally so far away from us, has nothing to do with us, isn't helpful. If anything, it's going to make us get into a car crash. So when you're freaking out about things that are out of your control, it causes more harm than good. And it's normal to have anxiety over things, okay? Like, it's normal to be nervous and excited and have all of these thoughts about something that's going to happen. Like, let's say you have a job interview and you really want it to go well. It's normal to feel that way. But it gets to a point when you're overanalyzing every situation that you're in and being like, oh my God, I hope I was good enough. What if I'm not good enough? What if things don't go the way that I want them to? And then you get into your head and make yourself feel like shit about something that hasn't even happened yet. And even if it does happen that way, you have no control over that. So you might as well tell yourself, hey, I'm the fucking best. Things are going to go fucking great. And that's just how it's going to be. And if it doesn't happen that way, you move on. But it's better than making yourself feel so bad about something that you had no control over. And sometimes when you try to control something or force something to happen inorganically, that's when shit hits the fan. Let's say you have really bad trust issues. Your last boyfriend was a scumbag, like most men are. You know, he cheated on you, he ripped your heart to shreds, he really fucked you over. And you carry that resentment and hurt into your new relationship with a guy who is actually faithful, trustworthy, isn't going to wreck your shit. Although this guy is super faithful and trustworthy, you just don't trust him. So you're constantly coming at him being like, are you cheating on me? Are you fucking your ex-girlfriend? Let me see your phone. Oh, you won't let me see your phone? What are you hiding? And although he is being honest and he isn't doing anything, he eventually is going to feel like he actually is doing something wrong because you're constantly accusing him of that. And he might end up going off and doing that thing that you're accusing him. I'm not saying that I condone that, but I've seen it happen. It's happened to me. And in the process of trying to avoid getting your heart broken, you might actually make it happen when it wasn't supposed to happen. But because of how you tried to micromanage it and force it, it ended up a way that it wasn't supposed to happen. Also, that's just an example. If you think your significant other is cheating on you, obviously confront them. I just don't want the example I gave to get twisted into saying that you should stand for. If you think someone's cheating, communicate in a healthy, mature way. And if they do cheat on you, that's when you can go batshit crazy. Okay. Anyways, let's move on. And with control comes regrets and what ifs. What if I did this? What would my reality be now? Did I make the right decision? Am I on the right path? And I have struggled with this a lot in my life. There's a lot of things in my life that have been out of my control. And there's been a lot of things that have happened to me that I carry with me now. And I look back on those things and I wonder, if this didn't happen to me, where would I be? What would I look like? Would I be happier? Would I have had an easier life? I am trying to pull myself in and not fucking sob on my podcast. I cry everywhere else. I'm not trying to cry on the podcast too. I've cried on TikTok. I've cried on Instagram. I've cried on every fucking platform but this. So we're trying to hold it in. But there's a lot that happened to me when I was younger that I just didn't have control over. And I'll never get that time back. So it's not fair for me to constantly be looking back on that thinking, fuck, I wish that didn't happen. Because although bad things happen to me and bad things happen to people, it shapes us and makes us who we are. And although I've been through a lot and I've struggled a fuck ton, I am able to say I am one of the strongest people that I know. And that is one of the many traits that I love about myself. So although I went through that shit and it hurt and I look back on it sometimes and I'm like, damn, I wonder if my life would have been 10 times easier if I had not gone through those things, I would not be who I am now. And I am fucking proud of who I am now. And I love who I am now, despite those things. Okay, I took a second to step back, collect my thoughts, cry it out. So hopefully I'm done crying here because I listened back to me sobbing and I'm like, okay, bitch, no one wants to hear that. So hopefully I'm done, but no promises. But I think it's important that I share that because I know that there's people that look back at their past of things that have happened to them or things that they've done and they're not proud of, or they feel like they've been robbed or deprived of something. And they look back at it like me and think, you know, if this didn't happen, what would my life look like? Would it be better? Would it be worse? I wish I had a choice in that moment. And you don't. You don't get back that time. All you have now is the present moment, and that's all that ever is. Every single moment is the present moment. Me just speaking in that moment, telling you that, that moment itself is gone. Every word that I speak is gone. All there is the present moment. So there's no use in looking back at things that have already happened that you can't undo. They've already been done. And that used to give me a lot of anxiety thinking that, like, fuck, like I can't do anything about that. But looking at it now and realizing, okay, I do have control. I have control over this moment. Although I didn't have control over that and how it happened, I do get to control how I react now and how I move forward. Recognizing that in this moment, you do have a choice on how you move forward with your life. Yes, there are external factors that come into play, but you have the choice on how you react. And yes, in the future, you might look back on it and be like, wow, that was a stupid fucking decision. I wish I didn't do that. I wish that didn't happen. Like I said before, there's things I look back on and I'm like, okay, wow, I wish that didn't happen. That sucked. But ultimately, it was what was meant to happen to me and what is meant to happen for you. And you're given situations every day that you're constantly making choices for your future, whether you realize it or not. Every choice that you make, even the smallest choice, is going to determine how your life looks. One small decision that you make is going to change the direction of your life. And obviously you have no idea of what that looks like, and you'll never know the outcome of one way versus the other way. You only know the way that you choose. And that's why I believe so much in what's meant to be will be, because although you can have intentions of how you want to live and you can have this idea of how you want your life to be, one small decision or occurrence that happens in your life can change your entire life. I think about all the things that I have now that I'm grateful for, and then I look back at the past and all the little things that I did and all the little things that happened that led me here. For example, I had a falling out with a friend group, and for a while I was really upset that this happened. I was really hurt, and part of me was like, I wish I never became friends with these people so I didn't feel as bad as I feel now. But I look back, and if I had not been friends with these people and I had not gone out a specific night with those people, I might not be dating my boyfriend that I'm dating now. If that night I just decided, you know what, I don't feel like going out, I'm going to stay home, you guys go, I'm going to stay home, I literally could have a different life and not be living in this apartment with my boyfriend. And I think about how my boyfriend and I got COVID back in November, and it fucking sucked. Like, we're still dealing with our taste buds being weird like months later. But if we had not gotten COVID, I am almost 100% certain we would not have the dog that we have now. In the time span of us getting COVID, towards the end of the week when we were like about to go back to work, one morning my boyfriend randomly was just like searching the internet, like this adoption site, for no fucking reason, with no idea of like wanting to get a dog or anything, and stumbled upon this listing for this little puppy that looked just like our dog that we have now, Sebi. And Sebi's a mixed breed, so like we've never seen a dog that looks like Sebi. She looked identical, like could be like his sister. Well, she is now, but like they just looked like twins. So he woke me up and he was like, as soon as we can, we're getting this dog. And we called, and there was like a specific day that we had to go or we would not get her. So we, like, once we felt better, we got in the fucking car and drove to Poughkeepsie, New York, and got our dog. Her name is Isabella. But I am for certain that if we had not gotten COVID when we did, we would not have her. So it's just an example of like something bad that happened, and we were really upset about getting COVID and having to take so much time off of work and having to be sick. If that had not happened, we would not have what we have now. And I know people say it all the time, and it's such a cliche, but I truly do believe what's meant to be will be. And you shouldn't force or try to make things happen that aren't meant to happen. Like, things that are meant for you will come easy to you. You have to let it flow and just let life happen for you and not try to piece every single little thing together. You have to be open to possibilities. If you try to control a situation to go one way, you miss potential of what can happen. For example, with our dog story, I wanted a puppy for a while. I wanted a girl puppy, And at first we were looking like a while ago, and then we stopped just because it felt forced and it felt like we weren't finding any puppy to adopt because we really wanted to adopt. And it just didn't seem like it was going to work out. So once we finally stopped, it finally did happen. But let's say that I was so focused on getting a specific dog at a specific time on a specific site, I would have closed myself off to other opportunities and ways of getting a dog. And this goes for anything. Like, let's say that you're trying to make money, but you tell yourself the only way of earning money is by having a 9-to-5 job and having consistent paychecks. You close yourself off to the many other avenues of money. You're so focused on only making money this way that you completely close off any doors to make money another way. And obviously, there's so many ways you can make money. You can make money by selling your clothes. You can make money by doing DoorDash, Instacart. You can make money selling your artwork, designs. You can make money by selling different kinds of coursework online. You can make money through different apps online. You can make money working with brands. You can make money babysitting. There is an endless amount of ways you can make money, but if you only tell yourself that you can only make money by doing this one specific thing, you will never have money coming from any other avenue but that. What I'm trying to get at with all of this is things will happen to you and for you, and you don't need to micromanage it or be in control of all of it. The second that you do, you limit the possibilities of where your life can go. If you have it so set in your mind that your life is supposed to go a specific way and there's no wiggle room for change, you miss so many opportunities. You miss so many good things that could happen for you. You could be hoping for a specific job, and that's the limit that you've allowed yourself to believe that you are capable and can achieve. And when you put yourself in that box of, this is what I'm meant to do, without realizing the bigger picture of what you are actually meant to do, you might miss something that was totally meant for you. You might want to be a nurse, let's say. I don't fucking know. Let's say you want to be a nurse. But the universe is like, no, bitch, you are a doctor. Like, you deserve to be a doctor, and that's what you're meant to be doing. But if you don't believe that that's what you're meant to do, and you don't even allow that thought to come into your life, and you don't allow it to manifest into your life, you miss the opportunity for one, yourself, but two, the opportunity to help so many people out there. When I say trust the process, you are trusting everything in between. You're trusting the beginning where it might feel uncomfortable and you're confused and you don't know which way to go, and you follow what feels right and you allow things to happen the way they're supposed to happen without forcing it, without trying to control it. You're trusting that things are going to work out not only for you, but for the greater good. There's always going to be a learning lesson for what you are put through. As hard and as fucking painful, as gut-wrenching as it might be, at some point in your life, at some point you're going to say, okay, I get it. It might be a month from now, a year from now, 10 years from now. At some point or another, you're going to realize, okay, this had to happen. There is always a bigger picture. Think of anything in your life that's happened to you. There was some type of learning lesson from it and has shaped you into who you are now. Everything leading up to right now is a part of you, and everything that you choose to do from here on out will be a part of you. And not only you, but the things that you learn, you can pass on to others that are going to affect them and affect others. Everything is connected, and I know it's so fucking sappy and cliche to say that, but we all are connected. And everything that you do not only is working out for you, but it's working out for the greater good of everyone. And integrating this thought process into my life and thinking, okay, even though right now I'm hurting, in the long run, it's going to teach me something and it's going to shape me into a better version of myself, has gotten me through a lot of dark shit, but honestly, a lot of stupid shit too. Like, you do not want to see an angry fire sign stuck behind a slow car. I have the worst road rage. Having this mindset that everything is always working out in my favor has made it a lot easier when I'm stuck in situations that are out of my control, like being stuck behind a slow ass car. Yeah, maybe I'll be late for work, but also maybe if I was on time and I was just going about my day as I normally would and I wasn't stuck behind this car, maybe if I was 5 minutes ahead of time, I would get in a car crash. And maybe this is the universe being like, okay, you need to slow the fuck down. You need to be behind this car or else you're not going to make it to your destination. And you might be listening to this and be like, Ashley, you're dumb as fuck. That's not what's happening. You're just behind some old fuck. Okay, maybe. But in my head, I like to think that the universe or whatever you want to call it is protecting me. And it is working out for my greater good and the greater good of everyone else around me. Like the person that I might have gotten a car crash doesn't want to fucking get in a car crash either. They have loved ones they have to get to. They have a job they have to get to. They don't want to be spending their money on my car, or I don't want to be spending my money on their car. But just having that mindset has helped me so much because I sometimes am a little ball of anger. So not being so angry about little things like that that I can't control is a win-win for me, even if it's not what's actually happening. And this is just my thought process and what has made me feel better about things that have happened in my past and the things that have shaped me into who I am now. And it just gives me comfort in every choice that I make and everything that I do, that in the long run, it's always going to work out and it's always going to be what's meant for me. So even when I am hurting, I know, okay, it's all going to make sense one day. And I just find a lot of comfort in that. And I hope that you find comfort in that too. So if you've been listening to any of my recent episodes, at the end of each, I usually give you an assignment to do that goes along with the episode. So for this week's assignment, I want you to think of things that you're grateful for and think back to your past and what are the things that happened that allowed the thing that you're grateful for to occur. So like how I gave the example before about my boyfriend, like if I had not been friends with that friend group and if I had not gone out that night with that friend group, I probably would not be dating him. So just like something like that, just little things that you're grateful for. So another one for me would be, I am so grateful that I have this podcast now because I can share my thoughts with you and have this conversation with all of these like-minded people and connect with all of you. And what led me to this is finding my favorite podcast, Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation. I think I found the podcast over summer of 2021. So it wasn't that long ago. But listening to that every Friday made me want to have something like that and have people have something to listen to that they resonate with and are able to connect with. And I was never a podcast girl before listening to her podcast. So I'm super grateful that I one day was just like, you know what? I want to be a podcast girl. I want to listen to podcasts. And that led me to where I am now. So go ahead and do your little assignment. I love whenever you share them with me through DMs. Obviously, they're personal sometimes, so you don't have to, but I always appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I'm sorry, I didn't do a playlist. I usually do a playlist each week for each episode on Spotify, but I didn't last week. So hopefully I have one out for this week. It's just been crazy. Like I said in the beginning of this episode, I am just an emotional roller coaster this week. I am in shambles. So I'll hopefully have one. And if I do, I'll post it on my Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram at Ashley Corbo or at the podcast Instagram at Trying Not the Number 2 Care Podcast. Also, if you can, please give Try Not to Care a 5-star rating on whichever platform you listen to this on. It really helps me out and I really appreciate it. There's someone out there that rated it less than a 5 because there's a 4.9. I don't know who you are, but if you're listening to this right now, I know who you are. It's not that serious, but like, come on, who the fuck does that? Anyways, thank you again. I love you so, 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 so much, and I will talk to you next week. Bye, besties.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.